locals trekked the long, winding Midpoint Road to get a first-hand look at the Wrangell Ranger District's first road-accessible cabin. The Middle Ridge cabin was completed over the fall and opened in the winter.
You know, I think it truly is a probably more than any other cabin by far in our district. It's a community cabin, and so fortunately, you know, we've got a lot of people pretty excited about here in Wrangell.
Keith Appleman is the Recreation's Lands and Wilderness Staff Officer for the district and played a major role in getting the project going. Appleman says it was a response to locals wanting a year-round cabin without taking a boat or plane. He says the cabin overall was 8 years in the making.
Due to funding issues and other emphasis on deferred maintenance rather than building new cabins, it basically kind of set in the back burner. We made some other runs at some RAC funding and some other things that wasn't appropriate. They said we had to use that type of money only for reconstruction of existing facilities.
He says the district's luck changed last year when it was able to get the funding it needed. Along with being the first road-accessible cabin in the district, it has another distinction. It's the second cabin in the Tongass National Forest to be constructed with second-growth timber. The logs were shipped from Sitka's Stargaven Valley. Beth Pendleton is the regional forester for the Alaska Regional Forest Service. She says it's exciting to see such timber being put to use.
In the future, there's going to be an opportunity to utilize more of this second growth for commercial products such as cabins, music wood, and bridges, and other kinds of product.
The last components in the construction of the Middle Ridge cabin were the workers. High school seniors and young AmeriCorps volunteers chipped in to help out the Forest Service from building the roof all the way down to the furniture. Joe Parrish is the executive director and founder of the Southeast Alaska Guidance Association, also known as SAGA, and helped organize the volunteers.
It takes a lot of effort to keep everybody on the same page and come up with a final product that everybody's happy with, but you know, when everybody wants to make it happen, when everybody wants to see it work, it usually does.
Parrish says some of the volunteers had life-altering experiences from working on the cabin.
We have one that's living here in Wrangell now, working for the Crossings Program. Another person that's made a jump to having a career with the Forest Service, and another person who took his AmeriCorps Education Award and is going to forestry school and Florida so he can get back here working with the Forest Service.
Overall, locals were amazed by the work done on the cabin. Wrangell District Ranger Bob Dalrymple says it was used for most of the winter. He says things are starting to pick up now that it's summertime.
There's more use of it on the weekends than the weekdays, but I think as soon as people discover it, it'll be booked up.
Dalrymple says he was pleased with the ceremony's turnout. He says it showed the public's appreciation for the hours of work put into making the cabin a reality.
It's a good opportunity. As the speakers talked about here, it took a lot of people to have this happen, and it all just came together with a perfect ending.
For more information about the Middle Ridge Cabin or to make reservations, go to www.recreation.gov. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.